I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It all gets rolling tonight. The Guardians in Oakland against the Athletics. A new season is here. A historic season is here because it's the first one in a while without Terry Francona. So here come the Guardians. What do we think? What do we expect? There are a lot of questions around this team, and we're going to ask them and we're going to answer them right now on Baskin and Phelps. If you have any questions about the Guardians, join in. Give us your questions. We'll give you our best answer. But I just think this is a team full of questions, Andy, and my golly, we're here to help.
All right, I'll ask the first question. Okay. We're doing this as a roundtable. Dan, I really
Why not? And then we'll all chime in.
When will Shane Bieber be traded?
Can I go back and check on just a real quick thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask a different question. Will Shane Bieber be traded during the season?
I'll ask the next question. When will Shane Bieber
be traded? If you say
will
yes.
Will yes, then the answer is yes.
Dan, will you say yes?
All right, before we get to that.
Oh my God, you guys
Lord.
Are killing me. Killing me. You two are just unbelievable.
Anyway, this is courtesy of Anthony Lima, who is paying attention to the, is it the state of the city? Is that what it's called when the mayor speaks? Is that what it is, state of the city? According to that, he stated on up there on the X, if you are wondering whether keeping the Browns downtown is a priority, Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb did not address the stadium situation in his hour-long state of the city address this afternoon. So the stadium situation not addressed at the state of the city.
Glad it's on the front burner.
Yes. So just wanted to get that out there on the air. He did not talk about the city or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Yep. All right. Shane Bieber, will he be traded? Yes. And it doesn't matter if they're contending or not contending. He will be traded.
Okay. I'll say yes as well because I can't think that they're going to reach an agreement and that the Guardians would pay him. And I don't know that Shane wants to be back. I don't know the answer to that. So, okay, now Andy, go ahead and ask your question. When will Shane Bieber be traded?
All right, so my next question then would be is when will Shane Bieber be traded?
May. Some team is going to have an injury to that they think they're in contention. Some team's going to have an injury to a key starting pitcher, and they will act quickly and not have to, in their theory, maybe overpay at the trade deadline or have major competition. I'll go May. Now, the May's a big month, though. I didn't say early May, did I?
No, you didn't. Dan, when will he be traded?
Shane Bieber will be traded on July 30th. I will say at...
So at the trade deadline.
About 3:15.
What did you just say?
July 30th, which is trade deadline day. 5 p.m. Central, I think at about 3:15, Shane Bieber gets traded.
So in other words,
I think they are going to hold on to
him.
They're
milking it, huh?
And they're going to hold a bidding war because I think Bieber's going to pitch well this year.
The longer you hold him,
the higher the number goes.
Unless he's not healthy.
Well, yes, you will roll that dice. but I think he will pitch well.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said May.
I'm going to say April. I bet he gets traded
soon.
I bet he gets traded in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, no, gosh. That's a way to really.
Somebody's going to get a starter hurt, and they're going to want him right away. And that'll be the best case scenario for the Gardens.
So you're saying the same thing I am, except you're even moving up the top.
I'm moving it up because you know what? The something about the history of this franchise makes me think that they will make a huge deal early. There's always a kind of a game-changing thing that happens to this organization early in the season, okay, for the most part. So,
all right, I have a question.
Sure.
The main over-under number you see on the Guardians.
Okay.
79.5 wins. You going over or are you going under 79.5 wins for this baseball team?
Under.
Why?
Because they will trade.
You just don't feel it?
I just traded Bieber, too. So you have a new manager that is going to have to – everything's new for him. I don't care. I mean, unless Carl Willis and Sandy Alomar are running the everything, which they're not. They're not even the bench coach. I just don't – he's going to have to cut his teeth, and he's going to make mistakes along the way. So yeah. I'm not trying – I'd love for them to win, and I'd love for the – if they hang on to Bieber, then maybe things last a little bit longer. I just don't know. When you think that Carlos Carrasco is in your starting rotation to start the season, it doesn't give me the theory that I've got five starters that can win 15 games. So I don't have that feeling. And so that makes me think, probably truthful, that it's going to be somewhere around 79 wins.
I'm going to go under as well. Right now I don't see anything that makes me think that this is a 500 baseball team. Could be close to it, but I don't see it.
Daniel?
I want to say over just to be different. Like, I kind of just want to be the contrarian.
Why don't you just be what you think is most accurate?
Jeff, there's a war that takes place inside of my head. The logical side and the side that's from my heart. And the two of them war against each other quite often to figure out what's going to take place.
My heart wants to believe Bieber can stay the whole season. But that's not going to happen. So, and my heart says they can make the playoffs.
I am a Tigers believer, and I am a Royals. I think they're going to be like a passable Major League Baseball team and not a doormat. So that would lead me to think that the under is probably the pick. And I really don't want it to be, and I want to be wrong. But the problem is 79.5. Like, you know, we were talking earlier, the Terry Francona days. The rule was always you take just slightly over 500 because you know they're going to be at least there.
80 and 82 is not a terrible season.
You would think they could win 79 and that Tito would will them to at least five wins.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you'd have a chance.
The Twins are going to be good. I'm a Tigers believer. You can throw this back in my face in June.
Hey, do you believe in the Tigers? I'm just curious.
That's not part of our
question.
The
White Sox are brutal. I mean, they're going to be a doormat. And I think the Royals are going to be kind of frisky. But I don't think they're going to be all that great. They're just going to be tough. So I'm going under, and I don't like it.
Okay. I have another question.
We have all kinds of questions to be asking you during this hour.
Is this a year where they sort through outfielders again? And if so, which outfielder is the first guy out? And I'll include Miles Straw in that, even though he's already in AAA. You know, they've said he's going to be a big part of this. Is it Straw? Is it Florial? Is it Will Brennan? Is it Laureano? Maybe even Tyler Freeman.
Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Tyler Freeman.
You think he's not going to last?
Or they're going to find someone else that can play there. I mean, I'm just asking, if he can't give you offensive production and his defense is inferior to Miles Straw, where did you get with this? Hopefully he can be better than everything I just said. And I hope that he can play great. But I just kind of feel like, I mean, you're not moving away from Kwan, right? Laureano, maybe? Maybe Laureano
I'm
is
wondering,
the first one out.
I would think Laureano would be possibly that guy, except the organization really seems to like him. And I think they think this guy is perfect. He can hit for a little bit of pop. We have him here, and he can fill a hole for us. Dano, am I on to something, or am I completely off base?
All right, you're going to throw something at me for this clarification, so ready something you can throw at me.
Okay.
By out, what do you mean?
They get rid of him.
Okay, completely off of the roster.
Yeah.
Okay, Estevan Florial.
Gone. You think it's Florial?
He's out of options. So there's nowhere for him to go. If they decide that he's not the guy that they want him to be, if he's striking out too much, he's not hitting the ball in the air, and the center field is shaky or anything like that, there's nowhere else for him to go outside of take care, we appreciate your time.
Laureano is going to be interesting because if he's struggling, I think Vogt's going to rally for him as the guy that he wants to stay because they were, you know, they were teammates.
Well, just because they were teammates.
I'm telling you, you get like this, I don't know, you get like this golden wish when you get a job like he's got. And if he thinks it can make him a better manager, he's going to hang on to him as long as he can.
Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up? Long time no talking to you guys, fellas.
Yeah. All good.
So with the Guardians, man, let's just keep it 100, right? So they're gonna trade Bieber when they can get the least amount of money for the player they're coming in, so they can try to sell this guy as being the next best thing. They don't want to pay anyone. So and then they're rebuilding. So I think they're only going to win. And I hate to say this. 68 games.
Oh boy, you're thinking
and that's being really generous.
Everybody wins 60. Everybody loses 60.
We have no outfielders. They've been fighting for an outfielder for the last 10 years, trying to get someone either in the right field or left field. They can't seem to figure that one out. We have no pop. They get power hitters who seem to strike out three times more than they hit home runs. So we have very little contact hitters. So, and all the bad teams that were bad have decades to get better, and we're the good team that's going bad. So, I'm being honest. I say 68 wins, fellas.
All right.
What you guys think?
That sounds low to me, but it sounds low to me, Cool Ray. I think that they'll be more competitive than that. I think they have, even though some questions with the starting pitching, Andy, I think their starting pitching is solid enough that they're going to be okay there.
97 losses, right? Based on what he said, that's 97 losses. Are they a 100 loss team?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But oh, God, no. You know what Zach said, though? When Zach Meisel was just with us, he said, you tell me they win 73, I won't be surprised. And he said, you tell me, you know, he had no idea. And I kind of feel that that's exactly where this thing is right now, and that's kind of scary. Lisa's in Ravenna, home of the Ravens.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, so I have a couple questions. Why at this time did they decide to demote Miles Straw after everything that's happened in the past? And wasn't he having a good preseason?
Yeah, that is an interesting point.
He was hitting it well.
Yeah.
What's the big difference in this team this year and last year?
A new manager, that's about it.
There it is. Maybe that's it.
Oh, that's right. He was one of Tito's boys.
Maybe.
But still, it makes no sense. Unless you were going to let one of the youngsters do it out there, you know, one of the other guys that are down in AAA, why not? What do you got to lose?
Money, they're losing money on it. So.
Well, yeah, so but they still have to pay Miles, right?
Yep.
All that money. So why keep him in the minors? I just don't understand that.
Well, you saw him hit the last several years, didn't you?
I did, but defensively, though, have him be the fourth outfielder. I mean, let's send the other guy down. What's his name? The right fielder who isn't starting this year.
Will Brennan?
I can't think of his name. Yes. Send him back down. Well, I mean,
Lisa, that's an interesting thought. Imagine if you had Stephen Kwan and left with his lack of pop and Miles Straw playing right field.
I wouldn't be surprised if Straw's traded in the first 2 weeks of the season.
As a fourth outfielder, though, not an everyday starter.
Yeah, and Lisa, I agree. I think he's a perfect fourth outfielder for a team that has offense.
Yeah, we don't have offense.
Our team doesn't have enough offense.
I'm telling you, I think he gets traded first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Questions, answers, Guardians as they open the season tonight in Oakland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Questions and answers. As the Guardians start the season tonight, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Andy's over there. I'm Jeff Phelps. Hody's taking your phone calls. If you have questions, if you'd like to play along,
yeah,
by all means, 216-474-0092.
It's like a baseball game show today.
It sure is. We've just been asking some questions, debating some of the topics about this team. I didn't give you an answer. First outfielder out. I wonder, I don't know. Laureano, I threw out maybe, but your thought about vote teammate, I just think the front office likes this guy.
Too tight. So, I don't know. Ain't going anywhere.
Miles Straw might be the guy. We'll find out.
Oh, I do. I think Miles Straw's gone as soon as a team that has power in the outfield
needs
a defensive center fielder or even just a defensive outfielder. I'd pick him up in a minute, wouldn't you? I mean, he's relatively economical, right? Mm-hmm. Relatively.
All right, next question. Mm-hmm. I have one. When does Kyle Manzardo get the call up, and will he be worth the wait?
You want that first?
Sure. May 12th. Write it down, May 12th.
Is that the day?
Well, he can come up. I think it is. I think May 1 is the day to do it, but yeah. I think they'll do the thing where they're like, no, we don't want this to look obvious. We don't want the Chris Bryant thing. You know, that the Cubbies did where they brought him up on like May 2nd.
We want to keep him down long enough to make sure he doesn't get, what, top three rookie of the year votes?
Right.
Okay.
May 12th.
All right. May 12th.
May 12th.
I'll say a little bit after that. I'll say late May. I don't think they're going to rush him. I'd like to see him here sooner. Will he be worth the wait? I have absolutely no idea.
I think he will start hot for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then cool off and look better by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to say, maybe I'm just being a contrarian here, but I'm going to go all-star break after a slow start. He's got to pick it back up, and then they figure it out after the all-star break.
So, in other words, he's going to be a typical rookie hitter and have his ups and downs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all believe that.
If Kyle Manzardo comes up, what is he? Is he your starting first baseman? Is he your DH? Is he a combination of such? Does Josh Naylor play straight DH? What happens there? Because I do think that's part of this equation. You want a DH, a young guy.
I am going to say he's going to end up coming up to play first base because something's going on with Naylor, and they want to give him a chance before David Fry to play first base.
Oh, please.
We should give a lot of things chances before David Fry should be first base.
And we say that as people who like David Fry.
Nothing against the guy.
Nothing against
him. Sure, he's a delight.
Right up where the great Charlie Fries of the world.
I don't mind that.
Fries guys. If he gets to play regular, if David Fry gets regular at-bats, do we think the Fry guy will come back? Remember there was the Fry guy from the Browns when Charlie Brown?
Isn't it interesting
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see.
Blow the dust off of that
thing. Then David could have his own Fry guy.
Maybe it gets passed down.
I like the idea that David Fry can play a lot of positions, and his bat was okay enough last year. I just don't want to be counting on David Fry to do anything special or daily for the team. And that maybe I'm completely wrong on that. It just doesn't.
I got the Selby is God feeling on him. So
yeah, see that. I agree with that. Hey, we need another catcher right now. Go, David. Mm-hmm. David, we need a pinch hitter late in the game. Okay, whatever. Maybe he could become a great everyday player. I don't know. I doubt it. You can't be counting on him. I don't think.
First base DH for Manzardo, maybe a little bit in left field, but I don't see much.
Boy, would I love to see him in the outfield, but mm-hmm. I don't know that that's the case. Question, Andy.
Answer. Oh, you want a question?
I was going to say, I've got a couple if you want to.
Go ahead. Why don't you give us one of yours?
All right. So we'll go to Twitter for this one. Our Twitter mention is powered by Schreiber Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always send us a message at CLE Talking Heads. Big Mike sent one here. And I'm going to tweak it a little bit for you, Mike. But I appreciate what you've done, which he put out over under 21.5 home runs for the club this season. Okay?
That's funny.
Humorous. But I'm going to tweak it a smidge. So last season, Guardians outfielders hit 16 home runs. The next closest team was the Washington Nationals at 50.
What were they, 35 below the second place team in overall? 25?
I don't have that in front of me. I'll get it for you shortly when I ask this question. Will the Guardians outfield hit more than 16 home runs?
Yes. There's absolutely no question about that. Absolutely none. Miles Straw's not here. Miles had, one last year? They will absolutely have more than 16. And they will not be last in the majors. Why? Esteban Florial. And yes, I'm being really optimistic.
Oh, man, I have a lot of trouble saying that this is going to be real. Just going back to the home run totals from last year, they were 26 home runs behind the Washington Nationals.
Low. The word you're looking for is they were low.
124 total. Nationals were second to the bottom at 151.
Sorely needing improvement.
I would think the over-under on outfield home runs would be 20, right?
It was 15 last year.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because Straw's not there, so we'll go 20, and I would go under. I don't think they're going to hit more than 20, and I don't know. I have no reason to believe outside of Naylor. I don't know. How many home runs can the Naylor boys have?
Well, that's leading me to my next question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, this is a depressing subject.
No, this one's not depressing. You might like this one, actually. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can Bo Naylor be a 120 to 130 game starting catcher this year?
I don't know. Why not? Why not? Dan, why not?
The only reason I could think of is they want to save his knees. It's the only reason I could think of.
But they make those knee saver pads, and they even say knee saver on them.
Sandy Alomar used to sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like big triangles.
All right, gentlemen, a little bit of news.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if this is full-blown breaking news or not, but our buddy Tom Withers, Associated Press, Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert has told the AP he is confident Donovan Mitchell will sign an extension with Cleveland this summer. Story upcoming.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Breaking news.
You call breaking?
Yeah.
No, it's not news.
Oh, yeah.
It's not news.
Breaking news tonight at TV Fan, presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app and use Ohio25 to get 25% off your first month. Again, Tom Withers, Associated Press, Cavaliers owner Dan Gelbert told the AP he is confident Donovan Mitchell will sign an extension with Cleveland this summer.
That's twice in the last 24 hours that we've heard that, too, that they feel confident that he wants to be here.
That's all well and good. Then get it done.
That's news. If your owner thinks he's confident that he's staying, he's staying.
Is that news?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when you think about the future of this team, where they're going with it. We had this conversation 2 days ago, and how important it is for him to re-sign or try to figure out a way to get him to stay in Cleveland. If he knows he's staying in Cleveland, right, the news could just kind of trickle into the locker room. Okay, I want it. Our best player wants to be here. Man, I can't think of a better time for this team to get that kind of news. With the way they're playing, you're heading into the final 9 games. You lost a game last night you never should have lost to. They need this. They need this.
All right, well, let me just throw out my thought on this. Tom reporting something that he definitely should report.
It's not news until Tom Withers says so.
It's not news until it's a fact. This is an opinion. Tom's doing his job. That's the right thing to do.
Fact is your owner believes your guy's staying. That's a fact, Jack.
Belief.
Still the owner.
I believe the Guardians are winning 105 games.
But you don't own the Guardians, so I don't care.
Sign him up. Let's go.
Andy wins. He ran for stripes.
That's right. Army training, sir.
Stripes.
I'm glad everybody.
Army training, sir.
I keep hearing, gosh, he loves it here. He's going to stay here and everything else. I hope he does. I really do. But, well, then let's sign him.
Here's what we're going to do.
Money now is just as green as it is this summer.
We are going to put a blindfold around your eyes, and the two of us are going to stand behind you. And we're going to tell you to fall backwards. Are you going to do it?
You two morons?
Yes.
No way.
Sorry. Good. Because you would go Humpty Dumpty, and we would let you fall.
Exactly right.
I'd apologize.
That's nice of you.
Oh, Butterfingers.
I don't know,
guys. I think that's great news. If Dan Gilbert's saying that, it's news to me.
Okay, that's swell. And I hope it comes to fruition. And then I hope they take a really good, hard look at this roster and figure some things out. Let's get back to our other game, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Does Bo Naylor become a 120-game catcher? The only thing I wonder, does he hit well enough to do that? I thought he did last year. I thought he did a nice job. I thought we saw some good things from him. I think he can. And I think that that's going to be one of the good things that happens to the team this season, is that Bo establishes himself as the everyday catcher on this team. And I also think, and I, this is a little optimism and a little opinion, and I could be wrong on this. I think it could be a nice thing that leads to his brother signing here with an extension.
Okay. I like it. I like the fact that I started to read the article today, and I didn't get a chance to finish it, about the brothers, about having brothers again, and how these brothers' combination could rank in the history of brothers that have played for this organization. So, yeah, I like what you're thinking. I like that. That's positive.
Do you think Josh would be more apt to re-up at, and I hate hometown discount, but let's just say absolutely not top dollar, check out the market, because his brother's here?
I think it's helpful. How could it not be?
And remember, their younger brother is in the organization. Isn't he?
Oh
no, he's with another team. His younger brother is their youngest brother's in, I want to say, Tampa now. I think he's with Tampa. But he's down on the food chain. I wonder if that leads to that. I think that could be beneficial.
I'm trying to think of brother pairings. I saw the headline today. I was like, oh, that's a good, that made me want to read it. I'm gonna read this later. Hang on, I'm just going through the brothers real quick. Necros, Perrys, Alomars. Who am I forgetting?
Kelly. Pat and Leroy.
The Aarons.
Andy just made the face. There it is. Leroy played for the Browns, of course.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why is he bringing football?
Thank you. I just did that, trying to be fun.
But we never got Brett. Do we
Question.
Have both spoons?
Does Chase DeLauder make his Major League debut this season?
Yes. Yes, I believe he does. Yes. He could be. We could see him early, too.
Where was he? Where would he be playing?
Don't ask me those questions. Ask me if I think he's going to play.
Dano?
Will he make his major league debut this year?
Yes, September.
Yes. Oh, really?
See, I'm in agreement.
I got a feeling it's September.
I don't think he's going to have a huge impact on this team this year. And only because I don't think they're going to put him in a position to have that impact. And that might be okay.
I don't want it to be true. I would like to see him here tomorrow. I mean, it's just I know how this organization is going to operate. They're going to probably send him, start the season in either double or triple A, hit there for a little bit, move on to the next one, hit at triple A for a little bit longer, and then when September call-ups take place, he's one of the guys that's going to come up. Maybe we see him a little bit sooner, maybe that July area if there's a whole mess load of injuries in the outfield, but I can't see them. I think they're going to treat him like they've treated Rocchio, you know, where it's like, okay, we're in an emergency, let's bring Brian Rocchio up. All right, now we'll send him back down. We find that we have somebody else who can play shortstop.
Questions and answers about the Guardians. My next one involves shortstop, and it's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.